it's going.
Okay. Okay. Mitzvah Saseh Lamates. Okay. Truth is, I do have what to add to Lamed Ches, but I guess we have to move on. Okay. Mitzvah Lamates. What happens here is there's a new set of mitzvahs, which I assume are not directly involved in Mikdash, but indirectly, Mikdash is they're not necessary for the mitzvahs binyan based on Mikdash, or part of it, but they're just indirectly related. It's talking about Hakovas Kobonis. Okay? And, you know, as we go on, if this is actually serious, and the Seder series, we have to understand that Menorah has to do with Mikdash when it's in the Kli, but that Lokas of Menorah has to do with Mikdash. You see, the acceptance of this approach that the 19 starting from Binyan Beis HaMikdash directly related to Mikdash, I understand when you talk about Yiras HaMikdash, Shmiras HaMikdash, it's different things, Levim for the Avodah, whatever, but maybe Kohanim, the Kiddushah, because they're supposed to be Oved in Mikdash. But once you start moving into differentiating between the Havoros Eish Hagav Mizbeach and the Akovos HaKabonis, it becomes a little bit strange. We don't know exactly whether this is a new set or it's an extension of the old set. Okay. The question is the Rambam aware of this issue and trying to deal with it or pointing out something? Because look what he does over here. Va'mitzvah atesha u'shloishim hiches yivonu lahakriv b'mikdosh shnei kvosa b'chol yoyim. We're talking about over here v'elu nikoyim t'midim. This is the mitzvah of Tomid, okay? Is a separate din that the Tmidim on the Mikdash that you have to mention it over here? The Rambam, I mean, Akotzer, and the Poter Mitzvahs, and the Mishneh Torah does not mention this Mikdash. Okay, only over here. And we don't find a separate din of Mikdash in Akovas HaTomid. It is true that we find, let's say, Chinuch HaMizbeach as part of the whole Seder, which is Tomid Shashacha, which the Mishneh Menachah is Perek Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, and the Mamanochal Yakuba Kevis Baboikal Yakuba Ben Abayim, Bamboa Mush on the Schanach HaMizbeach, on the Schanach HaMizbeach Yakuba Ben Abayim. But the real question is it the Tomid Shashacha that actually is it's a Dinah Tomid Shashacha? Or it's Kaikavis Tomid Shashacha, but is the Mitzvah Tomid Shashacha that is Machanich? We don't know such a thing. And even if it's true, B'skovas Medayik in Rambam, that the Imperik Aleph Hulchiyud Beis, that it's not Likuva. It's only L'chatchila. It is true, as we'll see later, that the Rav Sadigoyin learns out the mitzvahs Tomer from the Pasha Miluyim, from Chinuch HaMizbeach, so, you know, maybe you can put the two things together. But here we're talking about the Rambam. And then it becomes very confusing. The Oilas Tomid, Shekriv Midbo, is the Oilas Tomid or Asuya Bahal Sinai. What is that? The Ksamah Beis Hillel, Oilas Tomid, Oile Shekri would be Yisrael, but Midbo, Oile Tomid have it. So then it comes out that the Talmud isn't doing Mikdash because it was in Har Sinai. Tosis in Yuma, Lamed Aleph Aleph, goes like this. Inami, we should inami ksava oyle shiwu avasena lifnei Har Sinai lis tomen have. The ois that we show you, l'chol ha-kabon ha-sibu. Look at Perek Kama. So it becomes very strange what's going on over here, okay? So, you know, you could say, but it comes a little bit odd, okay? Okay, you could say that the Rambam is introducing Mikdash to just to tell you that this new set of korbanos is shayach to Mikdash, even though there's no peculiar din over here in Talmud about Mikdash. But then the Rambam then clearly is dealing with this issue of Seder and is trying to point out some relation, but you know, it's an odd thing. How do you put in Nusach HaMitzvah Shivaron L'Hakir B'Mikdash Shnei Kvosim B'Chol Yoyim when the Mikdash has nothing to do with Nusach HaMitzvah? Okay? It's a fair question. Okay.
The possibly talking about the Mikdash and he came with the Mikdash alone historically.
It could be, but what's to do with Tumid? Is the Tumid requires Mikdash?
Especially since the rest of the
Chaburah
is following up,
it doesn't matter. I understand that. There's nothing.
They do talk about Batl HaTamin as a big stage in the Churban. Just to,
you know. Okay, you can do whatever you want, but you have to. I understand anything you want here, okay? But you know, you could talk about it in Puranias, but you can't. You have to if you're talking about a mitzvah, it has to be really part of the mitzvah in order to put in Nusach HaMitzvah, and it's very odd, okay? Let's say, and he doesn't put it any other place. He only puts it here. Because here he's organizing the Seder. And everything else in the Minyan HaKotzer was written afterwards. So, you know, it was after the Seder was... That's the point, okay? V'elu nikroyim tmidim. Okay? Now here, you know, so what's the scoop? He's trying to... He's giving you a... What does he want? What does he want to tell you? Where is he going to meet him? So my first Eilni going to meet him. No, you know. So what is this? Is it clear? Okay. But before he says, just one second. Shnei kvosim b'chol yoyim. Okay. Shnei kvosim b'chol yoyim. He mentions kvosim and b'chol yoyim. Okay, but he doesn't mention oila. So he doesn't say this in oila. He says shnei kvasim. This is also in the Minyan HaKotzer. He just says kvasim and not oila. Okay, in Minyan HaKotzer lahakiv tmidim b'chol yoyim. Well, he doesn't even mention their kvasim. Lahakiv tmidim b'chol yoyim. Shenema. But in the Protea Mitzvahs and in Mishnah Teir, he says Oilo. Protea Mitzvah says Lahakiv Shnei Kvosim B'chol Yoyim Oilois. And Tunim Musafim, Perik Alav Aloch Alav, Mitzvah say Lahakiv Shnei Kvosim Oilois B'chol Yoyim. Vehemanikuim Tmidim. Echaboki Vecharabin Abayim Shnei Moshnei Melon Vesomid. So, a priori, I can't understand why there should have been machlekes, because since it says in the pasuk shnayim al yoyim oila somit, so I would have said that the oila is part of the Nusach HaMitzvah, and that would support what he says in the Pratei Mitzvah Mishneh Torah. You get the impression that. That in here, that the oila is only a prate dinim. It's very odd, you know. How do you decide? And the kvasim here is part of the ikar mitzvah. As a keves echot tasaboykev, as a keves asheni tasabein aboyim. In the minyan HaKotzer, it's just tmidim. So this is a problem, but just pointing out this is the way he formulates the mitzvah. Shnei kvosim b'chol yoim. Here he doesn't say that it's baboike. Ube'erev, he says shnei kvosim b'chol yoim. Correct? And the minyan hakotzer, and the protei mitzvos, he also doesn't say. However, in Mishneh Torah, he mentions mitzvah say lahakriv shnei kvosim oilois b'chol yoim v'hem nikuim tmid me'echa b'boker v'echa ben arba'im shneim oil v'somid. So you know. It's very odd, you know, how do you decide what the Ikar Mitzvah is and what the Purtah Mitzvah is, the Machlik is, the Slabadavka, what does he want exactly? And the Ram you'd assume, Mishneh Torah is very serious about it, because he quotes Echa Vokav Echa Rachat Ben Arbayi before he quotes the Pasuk. Mitzvah Sei Lahakiv, Shnei Kvosim Oilois, B'chol Yoin, V'heim Anikrim Tmidim, Echa Vokav Echa Ben Arbayim. Shenema, Shneimon of the Summit. Okay. So, when he says, Eilon Nikoim Tamidim, I would have said that, because you'll see from the exhaustive list, because the Rambam, many times in Sefer Mitzvahs, he gives you a name of something. Okay? It's not an isolated phenomenon over here. And I would have said that all the Rambam is going to say when you find the Talmud or other sources talking about something called Tmidim, you know that we're referring to this mitzvah. He's telling you that the Matik Yashmua use this name as a code name for this mitzvah. But there's no hechach, there's a peculiar kavon over here that we call it Tmidim. You'll find the Ram did this in many cases. Let's give you a short list. In Mitzvah Seyir Aleph, in the mitzvah of Lumoit Chochmas HaTorah L'Lamdo, he says, this is called Talmud Torah. Okay? So, is there something special about the word Talmud Torah in terms of the mitzvah? Or he's just telling you the way the Chachmei is so referred to the mitzvah? Now, mitzvah lamed, the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin, the Hosei Adeshin, v'chol yoyim, me'agabe mizbeach, v'hi hanikris Trumas Adeshin. Is there something special? Or the Chachmei is so called the Trumas Adeshin. So, if you see the word Trumas Adeshin, referring to the mitzvah. Okay. Now you'll find it in Mitzvah Mem also about the Minchas Chavitim, because he says, "V'chein shivonu shi'achu koyin gadol b'chol yoyim tomid mincha baboike or mincha ben abayim v'yanikras chavite koyin gadol v'tikul gam kei minchas koyin mashiach." Chazal have two names for it. Okay. Now you'll find this list. I'll just give you a few more. You can look for them. Mem Aleph, Mem Dalet, Nun Gimel, Ayin, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Zayin, Kuf Chav Tes, Kuf Nun Gimel, Kuf Tzadi, and Lois Seresh Nun Tes. So unless you're going to find, you're going to have an overarch, it could be that sometimes he might mention the name, it might have interesting, it might have ramifications as far as the mitzvah is concerned. But I don't think it's necessarily true. See, the oddity over here is he also uses the Nikoyim Tmidim in Mishneh Torah, where he says after he, even before he quotes the Chosik, if you recall, Mitzvah Sei Lahakriv Shnei Kvosim Oilis B'chol Yoyim V'Heim Anikrim Tmidim Echa B'Bork Echa Ben Arbayim. So here, you know, it seems to be much more important. See, here, if you could imagine there's something more, you could have said he's trying, we'll see later, that he's tmidim, really that it's one mitzvah. That you can have one word which refers to both of them. And we'll see about this later. Now, this is an observation, which I'm not going to talk about more, but maybe I will in the future. Okay? The observation is that the Ksav Yad Oila is Chosa. Okay? As it is in the Pasuk. In Mishnah Torah, he spells it Mole with a Vav. Okay? The observation, what? This is, what?
He has it Mole in Ksav.
Yeah, but the problem is that he, I don't know if he copied, he is not very accurate. I mean, Bloy has I looked in Ksav Yad, I'm sorry. This is, I looked in Ksav Yad Oxford from Bach, and there it's spelled without a Vav. And I assume that's what it was, that's the way it was. And the truth is, I was told by the Ilya Dover that Ksav Yad Oxford is a much more reliable Ksav Yad, is the most reliable Ksav Yad. I do know it is. I did in my notes. I noted that he did it, but I okay. And the interesting thing is, I think there's something going on. I don't know what the reason is, but I think my thesis is, I haven't, you know, just don't have time actually to prove it one way or the other. Is in to best of my knowledge. Then in Pirush Mishnah and Sefer Mitzvahs, he is very makbid on. He spells things very much chosa. Okay, and it's only in Mishnah Torah that he's it's much more mole. And the question is, the reason for that, or what it is, I'm not getting involved in this. Okay, first before I give reason, I want to know if it's true. It's an observation. Just over here, an isolated observation. Okay, next. Now, here we go. Shnaim layoim oila somit. Okay? Now, this is part of a pasuk. V'yomalto lahem, zeho isha she'takrivu l'ashem, kvose b'nei shono, shnaim layoim oila somit. Kvose b'nei shono, tmimim, Shnayim al Summit. Okay? So, this is a little bit odd. The Rambam reads at the beginning of the Pasuk. Okay? Zeho Ishe Asher Takrivu Lashem. And he just says Shnayim al Summit. And he also doesn't bring the Pasuk Abba. It's a Kevis Echod Tasa Baboike. There's a Kevis Asheri Tasa Berabai. Okay? Which is also odd, especially if he says that the mitzvah is the keves. Okay. So maybe he's trying to say that the ikar mitzvah is to bring shnayim, shnei tmidin bayoyim, shnayim ayoyim al summit. And this is why you should conclude that it's one mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Because the mitzvah is dach tmidim. Okay, even though it's not makvin zuazu, it's one mitzvah nam. And that might be the why he calls it tmidim over here. Besides the fact that he's giving you a general way of knowing that that's what we refer to, Chazal refer to the mitzvah. But it's difficult to say that Mishnah Torah, because why Mishnah Torah, he's not actually telling us what the Ikar mitzvah, or why he counts mitzvahs, because he's not interested in our mitzvahs. Why he should tell us the Mishnah Torah, except for the plain fact that this is the way Chazal refer to the mitzvah. However, the Ramban, in Sherish Yud Aleph is Cholik on the Rambam and holds that it's two mitzvahs because the Ein Makvin Zeh Zeh. Okay? In my opinion, the Rambam held the Ma'akvin, Ein Makvin Zeh Zeh, the reason to make two mitzvahs is only in Sherish Yud Aleph, which logically has to be done biyachad. Okay? That whole case of Heke Mitzera, or Tairis HaMitzera, or the Tilas Lulav, which logically done together. Okay? Even though it might be Zachazeh, but you need a Tziruf, they don't call the phone off. So there, if it's Ein Machmed Zeh Zeh, that could be a reason to make it two mitzvahs. And that's what he talks about tzitzis, that even though it's Ein Machmed Zeh Zeh, it's still one mitzvah. Because it has the Matorah, is Zechiris Mitzvah Hashem of Tchilis and Lovim. However, the Rambam never made a general klal that Ein Machmed Zeh Zeh is a reason to make two mitzvahs. The Ramban jumps on this klal and moves it further and says that it is. And that's what he does here in Yud Aleph. And he says, V'zeis, then the Yud Aleph, V'zeis, Af al pi she'ein shnei advor ma'akv zeh zeh, v'af na'asim b'shnei ma'asim nifrodim, v'ma shibiat b'das ram miyush. The Ramban's lashon is like this. I'm reading the whole thing. V'lo yachshevu shnei ma'asim she'einon ma'akvin zeh zeh. Elu shtei mitzvos af al pi shu moina kriyashma shachas v'arves mitzvah achas atoros boike v'erev achas u'shnei tmilim achas. See, he's arguing with Ram, why does he count it as two? Because he has this rule of Ein Machmed Zeh Zeh. And then he clearly, even though it's very unclear of what he says at the end of Sherish Yud Aleph, this is unclear, but he claims that it was clear, because he says, V'atim tovim kol ma shekasam dine mitzvah say, tire shesalaktim mecheshbon shel rab, v'yavo mekoy v'shnei tmilim k'teres, boike v'erev, k'yishma nimnun shtayim, shtayim, shei mitzvah shei makv zu zu zmanu shel zu, loik zmanu shel zu. And then he has in the foot the they have in Frankl, I'm not sure how Kamosh Chazma says Yud Aleph, but it really is not true, because it's only an allusion to it. He doesn't say it clearly. He just says the Ram will be following his rule, he should have counted it as two. But he doesn't say it, he counts it as two. Okay? So that's what we have. See, in Rambam, if you recall, in Sherish Yud Aleph, the Ein Makvin Zeh Zeh only makes two mitzvahs if it basically proves to us that it's two in Yonei HaTorah, because one in Yonei HaTorah should be one mitzvah. And he learns that the Tomei Sheshachar, the Tomei Shebayv, is not two in Yonei HaTorah. It's two in Makvin Atomin. Kriyashma Sheshachar, the Kriyashma Av, is not two mitzvahs. It really is the mitzvahs Kriyashma. Now, here things get a little sticky, okay? Because if you recall, in Sherish Shemini, a mitzvah is a tzivui, okay? So what the Rambam does is basically removes the tzivui, which exists in the pasuk, what he quotes the pasuk. Zeh ha'isha asher takrivu l'Hashem. Kavos be'eshona. Right? So he doesn't quote asher takrivu l'Hashem. He just quotes shnayim al esamid. And the next pasuk is a kevus echotas haburgas a kevus sheitas. It's also a tzivui. And he quotes everything except for the tzivui. Okay. So you understand he might have wanted to bang that it's one mitzvah. Shnayim layoyim olasam. Shnayim layoyim. Shnayim layoyim olasam. But you know, you can want to make a point, but you don't leave out the main. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. In Mishneh Teira, he does deal with this because he says, "Shnayim layoyim olasam the goyim." Okay. Okay, I did not find the Goyma. Not only I didn't find it in Kapach, but I didn't find it in Oxford also. Okay, but the Goyma is much better because there's the Goyma is the next pasuk because there's nothing after Shleim Elul Summit. The next pasuk is Esakem Sechot Hasavuk Esakem Sheni Teira. So you have the Tzivui. So you have it all. So that's what I would say. That's he has a mind. Okay. Well, it could be the whole Pasha, and how far it goes, correct? But I'm not sure what's going on over here. And it's the Begoymer is not, it's not here, and it's not in the Minyan HaKotze. Okay? Correct? Okay, now next. Okay, now, yeah. Here is going to be a most interesting comment, and we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes, okay? So, at the moment, looking at this, there's nothing very odd, very strange, okay? But if you, we're serious about learning Chumash to Shabbos, okay? And went through Parashat Tzaveh, okay? And worked out the Rashi and Ramban, you would have found something very interesting, okay? And not only, see, just this introduction to not say anything, you will find that there's a Machlokes in the Rambam and Rav Sadi going over here. And you will find basically that the Rambam is taking Rashi's position and the Ramban's taking Rav Sadigain's position. And we'll try to see what the positions are and how this plays itself out. Okay? The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Tamidim is in Parshas Pinchas. Correct? Rashi in Chumash clearly says this. Rashi in Pinchos, Bamidbo Chavches, Dalet, Dibemasa, the Kevis Echot, Afa Pishikfa, Nema, Bepashas Veate Tetzave, Vizer Shetasal Mizbeer. He hoi so as ho li mehamin luyim. The Kan Sivula Deris. However, that sounds very, very nice, okay? But you open up the Tzaveh, you become a little bit confused, okay? The confusion is like this. It says there, in Parshat Tzaveh, Olas Tomid L'Deirei Seichem. So it says in Parshat Tzaveh, Olas Tomid L'Deirei Seichem. So how do you deal with this? Okay. So Rashi and the Rambam, the truth is, you would assume the Rambam is somewhat like Rashi, that's referring to Miluim. You know, that's the way I would have said the rule of thumb. But the Maase is the pasuk, Olas Tomid L'Deirei Seichem. See, he is like this. There are a few ways of doing this. The haflah, that's I'm mentioning first because it's the most interesting approach. I can't say it's the Rambam's approach, but it's a brilliant idea. Okay? In his Pirush Ponim Yofos, he says like this, Pirush Rashi, Afagav Tikfar Nema, Vepash Tetzavah, Veata Tetzavah, v'zeh ashetase. He ois asol memiluyim. Can't see the doors. Ramban hikshalo. Hoksiv olas tomin the doors seichem. Oh, that's Ramban's kasha. But so chulforish the pirush Rashi. The hainu calls man shiye miluyim. The tzivui of the parshas miluyim over here the doors seichem is any time there's miluyim the doors seichem. This is the seder of chinuch hamizbeach. Kosh kos menoches she'osu miluyim imei Ezra k'mo she'osu imei Moshe v'chein k'she'osu shloimoi mizbeach avonim tachas mizbeach v'chein she'ho yitzorach l'chan l'chanukos mizbeach v'chein shoksu malcha yobon esa mizbeach obonu mizbeach acha atzo hutzuchu l'chanukos mizbeach v'oshi pirush Rashi yeah pirush do'yseichem hainu v'kol zman She'yasu miluim. Okay? So that's Rashi, the whole parasha. I'm not sure in Rambam, the miluim, it's a word miluim, it could be chinuch hamizbeach. You have to ask yourself where the Rambam fits in. When you learn Shor Shlishi, you know, I'm not getting involved. It's not clear to put this in the Rambam, but okay, b'seder. The next option is very simple. Oles tomel do'yseicha pesach ol moed. It tells you a fact that there will be, but there's no tzivui there. And the Rambam wants to count the tzivui, he goes to Pinchas. However, it sounds very nice, but it's still a little odd, because that's what he's trying to do. He should have mentioned the tzivui over here. But I don't know. I don't know if it's a kasha or not a kasha. If he asked the kasha, okay. Okay, the most interesting thing, I'm not sure I understand that 100%, is that the Olas Tomer L'Doros Seichem is not a tzivui, but it's a yud. And the yud is that the Gilui Shechina Der HaKovas HaKobonos. Because the Omer Tetzaveh, there's a whole few psukim coming right after this, which a priori are completely out of context. Olivas tomer do secha pesach ol moed lifnei Hashem ashe ivoed lochem shomo v'noadti shomo lifnei Yisrael v'niktash v'chvoidi v'shochanti b'sich v'nei Yisrael v'yisi lohem elokim v'yodu ki ani Hashem elokeyem ashe otzei si Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim v'shochni b'secha. This is the conclusion of this discussion of Miluyim, according to that. So what is it? So, it's very possible. Let's start, let's go one at a time. First of all, the Hamak Dover says that this is a yud over here, this part, okay? It's not really a tzivui. The derech kovonois yagiu nevuah lebnei Yisrael. Lemaisi is, there is a Braisa, the Melech HaMishkan. Okay? Perek Yudalad. Meichon Eshchina Medaveres in Moshe. So it's Rab Nosson, and then Shem Ben Azai, and then comes Talmid of Shrabi Yishmael, which I'm going to focus on. Oimrim Me'etzel Mizbach Ho'ila Shenema Olas Tomid the Gemer. This whole discussion is the way Shechina comes to Israel. That's all the Pasha is talking about. It seems with Chinuch Mizbeach and the culmination of Chinuch Mizbeach, it brought Shechina to Israel.
And
the
Pasuk says,
No, that's the same. That's the Kash, the one part. I left it out, but I say, okay, good. Rab Nosson Oimer, Min Oil, Shinema Sati Oisle of Nea Purikas Yevoid, Abshim Yehoyam Mizbach Akter, Shachakter Min Hodek, and it says over there, I mean, there's three different discussions of Chumash, which itself is, how does it all work? Okay? Rashi told it to us. Now, Ramban Shah Gmur, Kishem Shah Kobonus Ahavo v'chemlo al Yisrael u'lekarvon tachas kanfei Ashchina shenema olas tomi l'deri seichem Pesach oil moed b'fnei Hashem Hashem v'elach ha'shomo v'nati shomo v'nei Yisrael v'itash b'chmoidi shchan b'zoch v'nei Yisrael v'yisrahem l'elokim v'yodu ki ani asher l'okeim asher l'tzeisei yisrami yisrahem v'shochnu v'sech Ramban in Shal Gemur Malbim on the posik in Tetzava she'evoed Be'e ha'tevish yasigo ha'idei avoidos ha'bakodesh Yushpa shefa nevur shiasmid b'neim זה אשר יבוא אליכם שומו, לדבר אליך, שמשום ידבר עם מוישה בין שני הקרובים, שאבו למל בני ישראל, כי כל הדיבוס הוי בשבילם. חיינו, אשר יבוא אליכם, יבוא אליכם, היינו בשבילכם. Okay. So this is, it means, תצבה is basically מירויים, okay, and it tells you something about, there's no ציווי there, and it might tell you something, how you get nevuah, but it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tom of the Deiris. Okay? Comes Rav Sadiga in Perek Yudalad which are the chivas shechayoves chayeves bohem ho umo kula lo hayichidim Behein chavei, and one of them is this: Hakovus shnei kvosim b'chol yoim, sheyisorev hoechod v'chulei. Something is words missing over here, and I guess yisorev hoechod v'yisorev hasheni, whatever. Baboke yisorev hasheni, but whatever you want to put there. But you get this. I don't think this. It's rocket science. Then he says kafi she'oma. V'ze asher ta'ase ad seif ho'inyin. And the makor for the mitzvah's tomid is Parshas Tetzaveh. So Parshas Tetzaveh, l'chor is not nemor or in miluim by itself, but it's a mitzvah between l'deiris. Or that's tomid l'deiris seichem, this pasuk. This is the Ramban Chumash. Ban Chumash, Mamibuch of Ches Beis, Shatziva Mitzvah Tomid, Hiba Pash Tetzave. Okay, and we'll see. And it's Lav Dafka Mulim. Because he's Master Gangashi, he says, V'tam Tzavez B'nei Yisrael, V'yamart Aleim Es Kovay Lachmi, Ki Achrei She'omu L'Ele Ticholak Oretz, the new things which he didn't mention before. Min chosom v'niskeim. V'af al pi shel pirush kan ki savor el oretz in Parshas Pinchos v'iskiru Parshas Nesachim v'chule. V'af al pi sheniske v'Parshas v'yate tetzave the mitzvah of Talmud hichziru liyos hakol sodo. The Torah, it's a very strange thing. The Torah is a repeat for organizational purposes. Correct? But the mitzvah is in V'at Tetzaveh. For Rashi Kosev, He hoisas holy me miluyim, v'kantzi v'l'doris eino nochon, ki shom oma, olilais tome v'l'doris seichem. Again. And this is the website. This upside, the Atzei for Inyan, as he for us, Tom of the Rosech. Ramban, in Shmos, in Tetzaveh, Moshe hu amayla, in the Tetzaveh, in the Tomit, she came to Tetzaveh, v'zeh asher tasa mezbech, she yaschu hu, laseis kein, b'yobli memiluyim, ki hatzavos kulun shom, alavodis Moshe, v'achre kein, in posing membei, v'olis Tom of the Rosechem, she yaschu kein, ha-kohanem l'deiris. You also find it in Ibn Ezra. And the earth Tomer Asui Ba Sinai, we don't know what it is, whether it's the one in Miluim, or we have to know, okay? According to the Ram, but it's nothing to do. You see, if it's Milum, it's a problem. So it probably is the Oilik Bamidbar, so it's nothing to do, and that's nothing to do, and it's not referring back to the Parsha Miluim, so it's a separate discussion in Parshas Pinchos, not telling us anything, no reference to Tetzaveh, and this is the mitzvah. Okay? Now, that is one. You got everything? Vice boy say the Akobosum Basayim Bishani Miyumo Umsechas Tomid. Okay? There's one more thing here which is very interesting. Okay. The Rambam does not have a mitzvah called Oleo Hashlin Kol Kabonis. Okay. And however, he brings it in Tmilim Musafim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He doesn't bring it together with the mitzvah because it's not part of the Ikar mitzvah. He doesn't quote in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, but in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Tomer Shebein Abayim, Bechul Lo Yeshech Neisei, Bechol Yoyim Ele Bishmona Shos, Umechsa, Bechol Beteisho Mechsa, Vlo Machri Neisei, Shtei Shos, Achat Chil Zman Shechitosei, Mibnei Akobes, הקורבן של יחיד ושל של ציבור לפי שעושה להקריב קורבן כלל כל מי שתומת של שחר. And he puts it there because it's not part of the Ikar Mitzvah, correct? The Ramban in Shikha Sase Mitzvah Yir Aleph שנצטבו להקריב כל קורבן הסבויים בנדובו או בחריבו בין שני התמידים like Koyim Tomer Shel Shachar, Poliachat Tomer Shel Bein Arba'im, Vom Yisale, Ve'och Oleo Ho'ilo, Ve'hikta Oleo Chel Ve'ashlomim, Oleo Hashlin Kol HaKobonis. Yitzu Loimu, She'misho She'isad HaKoyin HaMarechas, She'omu Yisbo Yisale, Ubi Oleo HaKoyin Eitzim HaBoike VaBoike, Yar, Yar Oleo Ho'ilo, Hayaduo She'oilas HaBoike, Ve'oleo Yaktir, Ve'ashlin Kol HaKobonis, Loi al tomid, atomid, habo be'erev, zui mitzase, olea hashen kol kabonis. Mo psochim, this is the important part. Omru, beferish, ein lechodovish, ekleidin le tomid shashach, el akteris vachoy. Then he says like this, the important part is like this. Rabbi Yishmo, b'no shubi yechem, b'roik, roi me, af b'chus, kipurim, b'shayim, osa shonu, shetoy v'yechol, kochim le'erev, in the Kimakovit, Visholu, Bishol Matanakamo, Osia say the Pesach, Sheishbo Kores, Vidochia say the Ashlomo. That's why he marked the Ashlomo afterwards. The Pesach after the Tomacha Ben Abayim. Elol Rabbi Yishmoel, Michte Hayase, Vahayase, Mayu Mehayase, Mehayase. So Hine Lomanu. Sheesh bezeh mitzase. Kloima she amakdim or ma'achet kobon lezmanim is that that's what he has, correct? He violates the asay of Ashlama. So the question is, what does Ram do? Because you get the impression from Rambam that puts in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel or la'ashlim kol kobonos is only protei dinim from the Tomid, and it's part of the mitzvah Tomid.
If this is classic, I say this is what you always say.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The Matiki Ashmur said that it's an assay. Okay. So you could have said that maybe it's only the Isa assay, because that's the question, that the Pesach, the assay, is Doiche this assay, okay? Doiche, okay? It's an Isa. But you can't do that. Because when the Gemara says Mayu Mehayase, you're talking about which one's better. It's not really Dchiyah. You have a choice between the two. Which one should you take? And you're not talking about Isase, you're talking about two mitzvahs Ase, the Mekayim this mitzvah, this mitzvah. So the Gemara, the Chayr, is clearly saying that all the Hashem Kol Kavon is a mitzvah, like the Ramban. And here the Rambam, you know, that the Gemara, the Matik Yashmur, the Kabbalah, and, you know, Kilu, he's not, we don't know what happened. Correct? Very interesting. I thought that was a valid ha'olah to put at the end of this mitzvah here. Correct? Okay. Now, next. Next. Now, let's at least start mitzvah mem.
Does he pass like Rebbe Chaburaka?
The who?
Does Rambam pass like that opinion? There's three opinions there.
I don't know if he talks. I don't recall from my studies in Talmud Shastra that the discussion about bringing the Mechus Kippurim. I don't remember. But I'm not sure. I don't think why it should be negate anything, but I don't recall. Okay? Now, just amazing, you know. Now, mitzvah mem, I think, one second. You know, I'll do, let's say 10 minutes. Maybe I should do mem aleph, because I think I may be able to do it in 10 minutes. Mem, I'll just be leaving in the middle of everything. Mitzvah mem aleph, let's do like this. He said, "One of the Hakim Korban, B'chol Yoim Shabbos, Noisav Al Tomim, Shel Kol Yoim, V'zeh Aniko Musaf Shabbos." Okay, that's called Musaf Shabbos. V'om Yisal B'Yom Hashabbos Shnei Kavosim B'nei Shana. Okay, V'Yisboya Seid Akavosav B'Sheni Miyuma. Okay, I have a question here. Okay, I'm sure that you've prayed the Musaf service many times in your life. Okay, can I ask a simple question? Where is the tzivui in the Torah to bring the Korban Musaf that makes it a tzivui? You know, V'yoyim HaShabbos. What does it say? No, you can cast it over your head 20 times. Just one word. There's nothing there, correct? Okay. And the Ram says that he sleep on the Akhmet said Amar. So where does this come from? Okay. So a priori, yeah. It's at the end of the whole story. Where it talks about Eile Tasu Hashem Moadechem Levad Midrechem Vidvisechem Vilasechem and Chasechem Niskeim Vishalmeim. Okay? So Eile Tasu, it's going on the whole parasha. Okay? See, here becomes very interesting over here. And if you notice, I think maybe Rav Sadia was sensitive to this because he has in Perek Yudalit on page 118 Ukfias, and there's a few words missing in the Ksaviyat itself. B'Shabosos V'Rosh Chodeshim V'Achagim V'Chulei Kfi Shechayv Aleinu Kimavua Min Hapiska. Uviyoyim Hashabbos Shnei V'goyimir Atzeif Kol Hachagim. Atzeif Kol Hachagim. So here, Atzeif Kol Hachagim, the question is, okay, so what do you have? You have a tzivui at the end of the parasha. So let's go back, okay? Can you have one tzivui and end up with many mitzvahs. Okay? Because one mitzvah say. One sivir say. Okay? Because in the lavim, the Ramban says with one lav, you can't do it. With one low. Okay? I don't know if it's because the tzivui, because the word low, it's a kwamun shoshi, but bosom vusha mine came, no, bosom vusha is one mitzvah, okay? But the Ramban, Ram have, you remember, when you get to the Kufs Chofs and the Asay, he has Peya, Leket, Oilois, Peret, okay? Four mitzvahs from the word Tazer. And it only says the word Tazer once. See, here's the same thing. This goes on, all of them separately, correct? Okay. So you could have said then, you see, when we were learning, talk about Lechet Shechopeya, at least doing the Reish Shoshim, we said maybe there's no Raya about this, because the Ram goes out of his way to say it's Lav Nitl Asay, in the Asay. And why she told Balaam to say in the Asay, she called in the Lap, not to get Malkus. So we said, there's the Matiki Ashmur, when they say Lav Adita Lasay, it means there's an Asay here, and a peculiar Asay for each Lav. So even though you require an Asay for each individual Inyan, but if the Matiki Ashmur say, you split this Asay up again and again and again, that's okay. The same way, the Matiki Ashmur said, Lo Yisuch Alecho B'Shorecho, Maistah Gontra Tiroshri Yitzarecho, became three Lavim, because it said you get three Malkus. So Eli said Lavim did Lase. Okay? And he quotes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, that's the reason to be minor. But here, you don't have that. So the Chere is, the Ram says, that you don't need it even. Okay? Here, the amazing thing is, and this is the amazing thing, the Rambam in Chirish Yud Beis takes probably Rav Sadia and the others to task, and the Bahag, and they count Musaf as one mitzvah, or Musafim. So maybe the reason why they count all Musafim as one mitzvah is because the Tazer, there's one Tzivui, and Sholma Yisrael. And the Rambam does not present it like that, okay? Let's go back. Now you see, you can't understand Shereshit Gimel until you have this Kash in the Apsadigoyim, correct? Now, let me just read to you his Hasoga in Shereshit Gimel, and now you can appreciate it a little more. Avoto b'ma shenitla b'sheresh hazeh toz gedoyla mi'oid maguna. V'zeh Shehem mono musafim kulam mitzvah achas. Musaf Shabbos. See, you understand, Tomid is not a problem. Because Tomid, you have the miluim. And it's a separate thing. Okay, see, the Sadi took care of everything here. Okay? So he says, like this. V'zeh shehem mono ha musafim kulam mitzvah achas. Musaf Shabbos, and Musaf Reish Chodesh, and Musaf Moadis. So he learns, the Ram learns, that a yoist that they're separate in Yoni Ateira, so made the separate mitzvahs. But maybe, even the separate in Yoni Ateira, if it's one sivu, you can't split it up. And that's what Absadi going to say. And we don't know, he just, you know, you see, looking at what he presents here is a little bit odd. See, here, I'm not sure how bad it is, because we have to, and it's not fair to do what I did, because you have to open up the Chumash, and you have a Chumash here. No. I'll show you something, even when I have, even for Siddur here, it'll just be enough. You see, you'll take it. No, whatever. If you don't have it, it's okay. We'll be okay here. What I need. You have it? It'd be better. See, I'm not sure how bad this is. I just want to be honest with you here. See, look over here. Yeah. Ah. See, you come now, Vashi Chachechem, Takrivu. So you don't need that at the end of the parasha. So he says, "Ko'ela tasu la'yoyim shivas yomim." So the tzibu there also. V'yom v'kulim v'krafdim. So what I'm suggesting, vasisim in Rosh Hashanah vasisim oil l'reich nichayach. In Yom Hashvi v'krafdim. In Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we craft the world of Ish al Hashem, Reich Nichol Hashem, Shleish also. Then he goes through. Here, see, we craft the world of Ish al Hashem the first day. Paul and Bnei Vokah Hashem in Chazal. See here, what you have over here is throughout the Musafim of Sukkot, except for the first day, and Shmini Meshmi says Tielachem Gomalala V'Kraftim Oyla, except for the whole middle of Sukkot. And Shabbos, you have nothing. So it doesn't help. Even though I have everything in between, Okay. I just want to say one thing, and this is going to maybe. Maybe, if you recall, the Rambam holds when you have different parshiyos in the Torah with different dinim, mitzvah say kuf yud zayin, the mitzvah say, by Elchin, the mitzvah, what he refers to, the mitzvah say tzadihei, b'afos nedorim. So could be that even if there hadn't been a tzivui over here, this would have been a shrana, the parsha of Shabbos, and the parsha musaf from each one of them, for each one a separate inyan. So maybe in general, a tzivui you can't parsing out to different thing, you parcel out to different thing. But if lemaisa, it is a mitzvah anyway, it's a shrana, and the income is a shrana and a tzivui, it could be maybe the Ram held, it's not such a big avil to do. And we have to know. Okay? With this, I wish you a Freilich and Purim, and let's all pick up next week.
Das kann er